A cloud continues to hang over this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo. Today, the president of the Tokyo Organizing Committee resigned after he made sexist comments about women. The Games are set to begin on July 23rd, a year after the pandemic first delayed them. But the coronavirus is still raging around the world, and it's unclear what will happen over the next few months. So let's talk with an athlete. 23-year-old sprinter Noah Lyles is a favorite to qualify for the Games. It would be his first Olympics. And he joins us now on a Skype line. Noah, welcome. And how do you stay prepared and motivated with so much uncertainty still swirling around the Olympic Games this summer?
Yeah, I truly believe that it just will happen. You know, they say it's going to happen, and I'm going to just keep training like it's going to happen. I can't really think about what might happen. Either way, I'm going to have to train.
Yeah, going to have to run. Now, I know you've struggled with asthma in the past. Has that been a concern of yours over the last year?
During the beginning of the pandemic, it was definitely a concern. It makes me more of a high-risk person, especially with how COVID affects the heart and affects breathing and everything like that. So it definitely makes me, you know, one, get COVID tests a lot more than other people do, and then two, really want to make me get the vaccine when it is available.
Yeah. Noah, another thing I know you have been quite open about, actually, is the difficulties that you've had in your life with mental health and your battle with depression. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm very vocal with my depression. I have depression and anxiety, as most people actually do. I just feel that a lot of people don't talk about it. And I feel that, you know, as somebody that people look up to, I kind of have somewhat of a job to say what's, you know, I'm struggling with, because I know that other people are dealing with depression out there. And it just got even more difficult when the Black Lives Matter moment happened. And that's when I really just said, okay, I'm already in therapy and therapy's been going well, but now I'm getting hit really hard. I just feel that I need to go on medication. Yeah. And ever since I went on medication, I've been so much better.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, you're right. You say that a lot of people look up to you, and that's why you talk about this. I think it might be helpful for them to hear, like, how you felt. How bad was it for you?
It was pretty bad. A lot of people who've probably seen my interviews or even seen me race before know that I'm a very bubbly person. I have a lot of emotion. I'm very excitable. But during those months where, you know, I was trapped in the house and there were a lot of protests going on, and we were dealing with what seemed like more killings than normal in the Black community, I was very quiet, reserved. It was hard to get any type of emotion out of me. My mom came down because she knew that I was, you know, struggling. And I just remember my mom and brother being in the car, and I was in the back, and they were talking, and they were laughing and having a good time. And literally, I could hear in my head, yeah, that was funny. And I couldn't laugh. And I was just like, yeah, something's wrong with me. Like, this isn't normal.
Did it make it hard to run?
I don't think it made it hard to train or to run, but around other people, I didn't feel like I could engage in conversations with my teammates. I have really good friends in my track group, you know, with my brother being there and a lot of my American training partners. We are always joking and smiling and laughing together. And I felt like I was always just looking at them having fun, and I couldn't engage in it.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I heard you also mention your art. So I want to point out that you're a musician, too. Not only are you an amazing sprinter, but you're a musician. You go by the name Nojo18, and I want to play one of your singles, if you don't mind. It's called Pain.
Yeah.
I broke a soul for a broken heart. Another mind falling into the dark. A different man standing in the rain. It don't feel the same. I try to ease the pain, but smoke a 3 a day. But I just can't seem to make it go away. And a bullet to the head might ease the pain.
Ease the pain.
How's music influenced your life?
I've always been into music. My mom would blast music in the mornings all the time when I was younger, and I've always fell in love with listening to music. I feel that it definitely invokes a different attitude in how I train, how I do my art, how I act around the house. Everybody knows that I'm up because I blast music in the mornings, usually before practice, just to be in the mood. And my mom was actually shocked because she was over my house during Christmas and I was playing a lot of 80s music. And my mom was like, I didn't know you knew these songs or that you played them. And I was like,
what?
I was playing a lot of Jill Scott. I was playing a lot of Jodeci, some Janet Jackson. And she was just like, I didn't know you listened to that. I was like, well, I can't really listen to rap when I'm trying to paint. It kind of doesn't steady the hand.
So look, you're just 23 years old. You might be on the verge here of going to the Tokyo Olympics. You're a musician, an artist. Where's your road taking you? What dreams do you have for yourself?
I truthfully don't know. Now, I felt that there's a lot of pressure on people to know where they're going. And truthfully, I just do what I love. And so far, it's been working. We recently just made a foundation, the Lyles Brothers Sports Foundation, which is a nonprofit to help other kids who were like me, who probably didn't really want to do something in education, but they really loved and had a passion for track, but they didn't have the money to do it. So we usually try to help them through our foundation, and we just started that in December, actually.
Hmm. Well, Noah Lyles, track star, trying to make it to his first Olympic Games this summer in Tokyo. You also have a race tomorrow at the Indoor Grand Prix meet in New York. Best of luck to you. We're going to keep an eye on you, okay?
All right. Thank you.